welcome to the latest edition of the Weekly Fix. I'm Charlie Winery, portfolio manager with RBC BlueBay's fixed income team, focused on U.S. high yield and based in Stamford, Connecticut. Last week, Andre Skiba shared some thoughts about the year ahead, so I thought I would provide a bit of a recap of Q3 and where we find ourselves today. U.S. high yield investors were rewarded with solid returns in the third quarter, with the Bank of America Merrill Lynch High Yield Index returning 2.4%. outperforming investment grade during a period in which the 10-year Treasury rallied 8 basis points and high yield tightened by 16 bps. U.S. issuance in the quarter remained robust at almost $140 billion during the quarter, mostly to refinance maturities over the next couple of years. Further, leverage levels remain relatively low, and interest coverage, well off the highs, remains well above historical norms. The punchline here is that the high yield market remains in a strong position in the early days of the fourth quarter. To that end, we are constructive about the outlook for the remainder of the year, as high yield continues to offer attractive all-in yields relative to history and current alternatives within the fixed income universe. While spreads don't screen as particularly cheap, we expect the Fed to be supportive, with the dot plot signaling 50 bps of cuts for the remainder of this year. Offsetting this constructive backdrop, we can't ignore certain risks, and given the last week, geopolitical risks specifically. Looking to the equity markets, we saw an aggressive sell-off last Friday following a social media post from President Trump suggesting that the United States would impose an additional 100% tariff on Chinese goods above and beyond current levels in response to certain Chinese actions related to rare earth minerals. On Monday, investors who continued to use a buy-the-dip strategy were rewarded with strong one-day returns as President Trump and Secretary Bessent each struck more conciliatory tones over the weekend. However, sentiment shifted again overnight. The point of this is not to suggest that we know the direction of travel vis-a-vis tariffs and trade wars. We don't. But rather to point out that there are large risks that are difficult to assign probabilities to. As a result, and as Andre highlighted last week, we see the front end of the curve as a nice place to hide out, so to speak. Additionally, with spreads at the tighter end of the historical range, we don't think you need to chase yield for yield's sake, meaning we don't think moving down in quality is necessary to drive returns. That's not to suggest that we don't see and won't find idiosyncratic value in certain higher yielding opportunities, but instead that these opportunities are few and far between and that credit selection will be critical. Perhaps the reported $55 billion LBO of Electronic Arts will reawaken the animal spirits of private equity firms to pursue deals that will create new opportunities in future periods, but we'll have to take a wait-and-see approach. Until next week, thanks for joining the Weekly Fix.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.